time to find balance and be refreshed here on Every Heart, Every Woman.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Get ready for uplifting music and inspiring interviews.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Let's get motivated to move forward as we share our life experiences. Host, Carla Nivens.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. I am your host, Carla Nivens. We're going to set the tone for our interview with some live music. Here's something really special. This is No Silent Night by Visible Worship. Sit back and enjoy.
Us weary men.
Welcome back, everyone. I am Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. And I have my good friend, Vicki McMurray, co-hosting with me today. Hey, Vicki.
Hey, friend. It's so good to be here.
Thanks for being here, Vicki. Well, everyone, our radio show is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You can find out more information about Love Ministries from their website, loveministriesbuilds.org. Love Ministries is gearing up to give a Christmas gift to all of the children in our program. So if you want more information or you'd like to just participate or you'd like to give towards these Christmas gifts, go to Love Ministries website or head to our website, ehewradio.com, and we'll have information posted on our website. Well, let's jump into our interview. We have someone very special today. You know what? I think we're on a streak because we've got, this is two millennials in a row, right?
Oh, my goodness, it is.
Yes.
I know.
So millennials are taking over.
And
we are learning a lot.
Millennials are taking over.
Millennials are taking over.
Let's be real.
Yeah, we're really trying. We have a club.
Right. Well, we're excited about
it. Yes,
we are. We're all excited about it. We are welcoming Darby Louise with Visible Music College. Darby graduated from Visible with a bachelor's in music business, and now Darby assists the director of the Dallas campus, and she is the producer for the Visible Christmas Tour. So welcome, Darby.
Hi.
Hey.
Darby, go ahead and get on up to your microphone and say hey one more time to us.
Hey.
I know it's odd to hear your voice.
Yeah. It's
like this. Like,
I know,
like
you're
surround
in
sound,
surround
yeah.
sound, your voice.
And well, listen, we want you
great.
In surround sound yeah. today.
Yes.
Because, Darby, we want to know, first of all, I also teach at Visible Music
mm-hmm.
College.
Mm-hmm.
I teach vocal lessons, and mm-hmm. I also teach the small group time and worship time, and I've done it for the last 2 years, and it's such a joy. But Darby, for everyone listening, tuning in, tell us, first of all, just tell us what Visible Music College is.
Yeah, so Visible Music College is a small modern Christian music college, and it's based out of Memphis, Tennessee. It started because Ken Storitz, who was originally with Skillet, he kind of saw this need for really passionate kids who are really like on fire for the Lord, who lack talent, and then kids who are musicians who are incredibly talented but also have no character and just aren't living for the Lord and stuff. And so he wanted to create a place where musicians could come and learn more about their faith and about their craft and get real world, like tangible experience for the music industry. And so that was that's how he birthed Visible Music College. And it started in 2000, so now it's 18 years old.
All
and,
right.
Yeah, it's been going
it's
strong.
18,
we have,
wow.
It's 18. Yeah. It's officially an adult. It's
yeah, that's right.
But it's also very young for a college. So it's been, from my perspective, it's just been really cool to kind of be part of a college plant, kind
yes.
of. And so
yes.
I think we're at five campuses now. We have the Dallas one, the Memphis, Lansing, Illinois, one in California, and then we have a campus in Germany.
So. Okay.
All
oh,
right. Lansing, Illinois. So I used to live in Illinois. I'm trying to figure out where that is. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah,
and one of the cool things is you can, because Darby, you didn't start out at the Dallas campus. Like, you can take a year at one campus and then go to the next. So tell us where you started.
Yeah, so I started at the Memphis campus. I did my first 2.5 years. So when I transferred, it was like I did my fall semester in Memphis and then transferred over the new year into spring semester here. So
Yeah. So and so you graduated with a bachelor's in music business. So but there are also other tracks, you know. You can get a bachelor's in production and worship leading and songwriting, like guitars, keys, all all of those areas of the music business.
Yeah, our tracks are music business, modern music, and music production. And modern music is like worship leadership, songwriting, instruments, across the board.
Yeah.
Our slogan is like, whether you're looking to be in music industry or music ministry, there's a place for you.
So, okay. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's very cool. And I enjoy it, and I enjoy just the interactions. It keeps me young. Can I say that?
We enjoy your interactions.
Aw, that's really neat. It'd be hard not to enjoy Carla's interactions.
Because y'all are so
You've
sweet.
Gotten a lot out of it, though. You've
yes, I've gotten a lot out of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I enjoy the time. And our time of worship and our small group time are times that feed me so much. And so I know I'm providing that, but it's truly feeding my soul. So, Darby, tell us where you're from and your background and your testimony and all of that good stuff.
Yeah. So I'm originally from a little town called Moscow, Tennessee. And so it's about an hour east-ish of Memphis. And so my parents moved out there, gosh, like 30 some odd years ago. And my mom still is in the same house that they bought back then. And so I grew up there. I have 5 siblings. I have 2 older brothers, an older sister, and then 2 younger brothers. And so somewhere when my oldest brother, I think he's 31 now, when he was about in like second or third grade, my parents decided that they didn't like the public school system and pulled him out and homeschooled all 6 of us.
Wow.
So, yeah.
You had a mini school anyway.
You know, it was basically going to normal school, so because there's so many of us. And so we kind of like checked the boxes of like Christian homeschool family with a ton of kids, just wow.
Yeah,
a stereotype.
Yeah.
So we lived out in this tiny little town. So it was kind of far away from like everything. Mm-hmm. So my social group was all my siblings. So I'm very like close with them, and they're kind of like my OG squad. And there's a millennial term for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll ask you later what that means.
Right. We'll have to. That's what I was thinking. I may know what that is, but I could guess.
You know, like your crew, your homies. Yes.
Yeah, I learned about goat the other day.
Goat. Oh, yeah. Yes. That was actually a new one for me. I learned that like a couple weeks ago. So,
yeah, somebody said, you're goat. I'm like, that's not very nice.
I know.
But it's actually a really great thing.
I know. That's what I heard. But anyway, keep going. Sorry.
Yeah, so, so I grew up in this small town. We actually went. So my parents, I don't know how they originally found this church, but we were going to church in like midtown Memphis. So we would drive an hour on Sundays to go to this really like eclectic, just super, I always say it's super artsy. There there were obviously a lot of like artists and like business professionals and like a lot of like even like homeless people would come to our church and stuff. So I grew up with this very, very diverse, just like group and kind of concept of the world. And so my world was like midtown Memphis and middle of nowhere Tennessee.
Wow.
And like, so that's kind of how I viewed the world growing up. And so I love that church, and it was a great place, and I learned a lot about the gospel and just what it looks like, what I think you're like the world should look like. It was just very diverse and stuff.
Right.
So
how beautiful.
It was great. And so I think I was very fortunate in that to have that upbringing. And it was, we were very involved. My mom was like assistant youth pastor. My dad had like a ministry there where he would work on people's cars. And like,
neat.
We were just very involved.
That's
and it was
very
a great place.
Cool.
So I learned a lot about like Jesus came and died for our sins and he lives within us and stuff. And, that's where I kind of got my little, like, foundations of faith. Mm-hmm. And I just remember, like, never seeing faith. Like, faith was something that, like, we would go to church and participate in and stuff, but it wasn't, like, the relationship part. It was just completely, like, not there. Mm-hmm. And so as awesome as the experience was, like, there was always like, kind of something missing. And so as I, like, grew up and got older and stuff, my mom got diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer when I was in middle school and I think it was going into middle school age. And so that was just like this really kind of like traumatic thing as like an 11-year-old kind of processing through life. And so that's where I kind of started realizing that like something wasn't right, because like I'd see some people like go through hardships and like they would still, like, they're like, oh, yeah, I might have my faith and, like, I have the Lord and stuff. And I'm like, why is this not, like, for me, it wasn't, like, enough. I was like, why don't I get this? And so a lot of other kind of things started happening when I was, like, 10 and 11 and just, like, family issues and just started all this kind of, like, really big, just kind of, like, hard things to work through. And mm-hmm. so I remember one of the biggest things was my youth pastor at the time at this church, he had come out about having an affair and, like,
oh, wow.
this whole big issue with the church. And
so this is going on the same time. Your two safe places, your home, mm-hmm. your mom has been diagnosed with cancer, mm. and then your church.
Yeah. And so, like, everything, both of my worlds are just kind of, like, going away.
Right.
And so, and changing very mm-hmm. Quickly. And so in the midst of my mom even, like, going through chemo and stuff, it's when the whole thing with the youth pastor happened, and, like, we left the church, mm-hmm. and just this whole, like, transition. And as, like, and, like, thinking back now, I'm like, that's, like, not that big a deal, but, like, as a 12-year-old, like, that was
that's
like
huge.
My entire
yeah.
world falling apart.
I mean, those are two adults
yeah.
that are instrumental
yeah.
mm-hmm.
in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was just, it kind of yeah, like, derailed in a way. And so so I transitioned to a new church pretty easily. We started going to the same church that my dad's sister was going to. And, like, so it was kind of, like, we had some people there, but it was, like, night and day.
Right.
So I went from this, like, really diverse, like, inner city church mm-hmm. to this, like, suburban, like, everyone looks alike kind mm. of church. And,
yes.
like, not, like, it's a fantastic place.
Right, yeah. right. Not that that's bad, but yes, I
grew a
what
lot
you're
there
saying.
And stuff. But it was just, like, complete
yeah.
and different.
Yeah.
And
complete
it was much
switch.
Bigger, too. So I was, like, this little homeschooled, like, mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm doing here. And so,
mm-hmm.
but that's where I really, like, got introduced to the idea of, like, having a relationship with God. And
yeah.
like, it was just kind of funny. Like, I went there and my mom signed me up for the middle school retreat. She was like, oh, you're gonna go make friends. It's gonna be great.
yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'll go. There's a pool. It'll be fun.
Right. Priorities.
And, exactly. And I was like, I don't remember making a lot of, like, a ton of friends on this
right.
trip, but I remember, like, during the sessions and stuff, we were told to go out and have a quiet time. And I'm like, what does that mean?
Right. That's adults wanting peace.
Yeah.
On a retreat with teens.
Yeah, they were like,
schoolers.
Kids, go be quiet for
That's
20
right.
minutes. We're going to go and, like, just chill out and stuff. Because it was, like, 150 middle schoolers.
Oh, my goodness. Bless their hearts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, on my end, it was fun.
Sure. sure.
Wow.
So I remember sitting there. I read my Bible, and I'm just kind of going, now what do I do?
Right.
Like, what does this mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so then I finally kind of got the example of, like, what relationship looked like with the Lord and, like, what that meant in your faith and, like, kind of had a better, like, understanding of that. And so, but I also had, like, grown up in church, so I kind of figured, like, oh, since my parents were so involved and, like, I went to church, like, I'm good, right?
Right.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I already
yes.
have this. Mm-hmm. It's just I'm, like, missing pieces or
right.
something.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was, like, probably, like, 4 years later after kind of being in this youth group and kind of, like, going through the normal, like, I'm in middle school, high school transitions and stuff. And just everyone, I feel like every millennial had a rough time in middle school, honestly. So it,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not just millennials.
Oh, yeah. Everybody.
Holler out to middle school.
Yeah.
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 Such a transitional time.
It was a difficult
yeah.
time.
Yeah. It just causes so many problems. And I think, like, that's, I just missed, like, having, like, a really foundational, like, faith to keep the oh and part of, like, the craziness and stuff of switching churches and stuff, my, like, best friend from, like, age 7 to, like, 12, she just up and left and was like,
oh,
I don't want to be
wow.
friends with you anymore. And so, like, there again, it was just, like, all this stuff happening, and I'm like, I don't know, like, I didn't have any direction. I was like, I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of, like, an alternate side story. My parents are fantastic people, but they got divorced this past year, but they had kind of been, like, on this kind of that path towards there for over, mm-hmm. like, the past 10 years or so. And so mm-hmm. their involvement as far as, like, faith and stuff, like, they as now, like, our relationships are better and, like, I see how God's moving in their lives and stuff. But it wasn't really, like, an example for us. And I don't remember really seeing them ever open their Bibles. And, like, it was just kind of this, it was just never there for me to, like, see or learn.
Mm-hmm.
And so after, like, growing in that and learning back to after middle school, got into high school,
mm-hmm.
My mom signed me up for this mission trip to Chicago when I was going to my junior year. So it was over the summer between sophomore and junior year. Mm-hmm. And part of like the training for this trip was we had to write out a testimony. And I'm kind of like in this part where I'm like, I don't really know what I believe right now, right, or like what's going on. And so I wrote out like kind of like a fake testimony. And I was like, that's enough to convince the youth pastor to let me go to Chicago.
Because you want to go to Chicago.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, it's something else to do. Like, exactly. Why not? And all the girls in my Sunday school class like went the year before. They're like, oh, this is a great trip. You're going to love it. And I'm like, I'll go, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I'm going to time out there real quick because I think that's kind of a hard task.
Yeah.
At that age to write out your testimony, it's still being unveiled to you.
Yes, yeah.
You know?
But
I mean, I
think
it's in a...
That
makes
when,
you think.
When you learn, you know, when you're young, I have my kids write things out too.
You do? Mm-hmm.
Just so that, because they're learning.
Like, right.
Your testimony isn't, you know, may not be fully formed yet.
Right.
But
yeah,
at least get into the practice
of
sitting
it
down and, mm-hmm, and writing things mm-hmm out so that mm-hmm you can share. But I also thought, what, you know, that's wisdom. That's the Lord, the Holy Spirit really leading your mom.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. To probably more than what she thought. I mean,
right,
she signed you up for mission trips and camps and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's led to
right
who you are now, even
absolutely
though at the,
oh, yeah,
at the time
mom's
you're
a big
like
force here for
yeah
sure,
like
yes,
I don't know what my testimony is, I've got right all these questions, I don't, you know what I believe isn't even formed, but
yeah, it was right like, and it wasn't even like I was intentionally trying to like deceive, I was
right,
like, well, I'm
right
just gonna write out what I know
yeah
and like
mm-hmm
you'll like
it
they're
works
still gonna let me go on that
yes
trip
yeah,
not.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
And yeah, it was really hard because also you hear like testimony growing up and you're like, oh, like I have to have this like big night and day difference. And I was like, I don't see like where I was like, you know, most people, not most people, but like the big ones are like, oh, I was into drugs and then the Lord like just mm-hmm radically
right
saved me. And I'm like,
right,
that's not my story.
Right.
Like,
right.
And I couldn't see like this like radical like change. And I don't think that's like, I think now it's being taught more of like mm-hmm your testimony is your story. And like,
right,
if the Lord didn't say, like, if you didn't get, like, all into this mess, like, the Lord still saves you from sin and from yourself.
Yeah.
And so,
mm-hmm,
so, yeah, like, I wrote that out, and they let me go. And I remember, like, we were basically in the streets of Chicago, like, witnessing to people, like, one-on-one. And part of me was just kind of like, if I can just, like, convince one person, maybe mm-hmm I can convince myself of, mm-hmm, like, that this is what I want to, you know, and this is what I stand for and what I believe. And, like, I just was not, of course, like, if you don't believe it, you're not going to convince somebody else to believe
right
in a faith
exactly
that you don't believe in. So I just kind of went through most of the week like that and just kind of feeling really discouraged. And we came back from witnessing and stuff, and I'm trying to think of what happened. Basically, I was in the room, our like dorm that night, and we were staying at Moody Bible Institute.
Oh,
so we were
yes
in one of the dorms, and
yes,
me and some of the girls from my group, they were telling their testimonies and stuff, and I started telling mine, and I'm like, and I honestly, like, I just got to this point where I'm like, I don't really know if I actually believe or like what I believe, and I couldn't mm-hmm come to that like point of conversion.
Right.
So, mm-hmm, so that night I went back to my room and I was like crying, and I was like, God, like, I actually want this. Like, I want that relationship
yeah
with you. And so that's kind of the point where it was just kind of like realizing I never came into that and like I never chose it for myself. It was always just kind of like handed to me in my life. And
mm-hmm
so I always think back to a quote about being forged through your own time and experience. And I guess I kind of like relied on my parents or
mm-hmm
on people around me for
yes
so long. And so it was just like that moment where I was like, I decided that I wanted the Lord and I wanted a relationship with him.
Praise
yeah
God, because
yeah
I don't
yeah
think that always happens at your at that sweet age.
Yeah.
It's a very
yeah
young age,
yeah,
so
yeah
I love that.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So I think we need to press the pause button
oh
right
okay
now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's press the pause button, and because we really want to hear how you got from there, from
mm-hmm
that point, and how the Lord led you to Visible Music College. So we'll
yeah
take a break, and we'll be right back.
Listening to Every Heart, Every Woman, the show where women find balance, peace, and inspiration.
Heart,
now let's get back to the
woman
show with your host, Carla Nivens.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. I am Carla Nivens. I am your host, and I have my good friend Vicki McMurray co-hosting Woo-hoo! Today.
Yes. We're having fun.
We're having a great time. And we are talking with Darby Louise from Visible Music College. Okay. And so thank you for being here, Darby.
Of course.
And thanks for sharing your testimony. I mean, when we left for the break, you were at a mission trip, and you had to write down your testimony, mm-hmm. which you had to kind of put that together and move, make it up a little bit.
On the fly.
There's some creative license.
Yeah. That's good.
Right.
Creative license.
That's right.
At that time. But then on that mission trip, you really asked the Lord to be your Lord mm-hmm. and Savior, mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And so from there, how did you get from there to Visible?
Yeah, actually, this is like a perfect point to lead off to. So that summer was when I was like, yeah, God, like this is what I want. This is happening. And so that next fall, I'm trying to think how this all happened. So my family helped a lot with like concerts in the area. Mm-hmm. And my mom had a friend who worked at a church who got us like really awesome volunteer gigs. Mm-hmm. And we would help. Of course, I was homeschooled, so my like idea of great music was like Toby Mac.
Yes.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah. Well, I love Toby Mac.
I like Toby Mac, too. But her point is she wasn't exposed to a ton of stuff.
Yeah. So I was it was actually a Toby Mac concert that we were working. My mom was working the merchandise table, and I was an usher, so I was like helping people find their seats and everything. Mm-hmm. Is at this really big church called Hope Church. It's in Memphis. It's super awesome. And so my mom was I remember on the drive to this concert, I was kind of in the phase of like, I don't know what I want to do in my life. Like, I don't know, like jobs or careers. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't like I wasn't a college person. I was mm-hmm. I had three older siblings and none of them went to college. And mm-hmm. So just wasn't like in me. But I also had a lot of friends who were getting ready to go to school. And so mm-hmm. I was kind of like in this kind of like tension in between mm-hmm. the two and like deciding like what to do when I grow up and like all this stuff. And so I mentioned to my mom, I was like, yeah, I could be a merch person. Like, that'd be real easy. Not easy, but, like, I could see myself doing that. You know, like, it would be a good job for me. And so she was, so I was, like, at the merchandise table with her and, like, talking to the merch girl a little bit and, like, kind of figuring out, like, how she got this job and mm-hmm. what she was doing. And she was going to Belmont studying mm-hmm. music management and marketing and stuff. And I was like, that sounds really cool.
Yeah.
And so as I'm talking to my mom about this and more, I just like we're talking about music business and the industry and stuff. And I just felt like this peace that I never felt before. And I was like, this is crazy. Like, what is this? And I was like, okay, so and the only school I knew that offered that was Belmont, and there was no way I was going to get
into
Belmont.
That would have been the only thing I would have known, too.
Right, yeah. Right.
And I was like, there's no way I'm getting into Belmont, but, like, I'm just going to act like I am, and mm-hmm. then when I don't, then I can just do my thing, and then, you know, it's right. It's fine. So I was kind of set on that for a while and just kind of explored a little bit. I looked into a few other schools but couldn't find much, you know? And so I had grown up in the Memphis area, and I'd heard about, like, I'd heard murmurs of, like, a music college, mm-hmm. and then I heard the name Visible, but I associated it with, like, a ministry school, right. which was also what I, like, wasn't what I was going into, and mm-hmm. so I didn't know, like, it didn't all, like, come together in one thing yet, and so I was, so I guess that was fall semester my junior year, so by the end of the spring semester, we were doing this, like, end of school party kind of thing.
Of high school.
Yeah, of mm-hmm. high school kind of thing. And at our youth group, and this couple was leading worship. And every time they announced it, they were like, and I don't remember their names at all, but I remember they were like, in this so-and-so and so-and-so from Visible Music College. And I was like, what is Visible Music College? Yeah. And so I kind of forgot about it, like, off and on. So one day I was just, like, on my computer, and I'm like, I'm going to look into this. And so mm-hmm. I Google searched it, and it popped up. And it was, again, like, that piece of, like, mm-hmm. this is where you're going. The mm-hmm. first thing I saw was music business. And I was like,
that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
This is where I'm going. Yeah. So
isn't that neat?
It was crazy. So I sent off an application, and like, also mind you, my parents didn't have kids who wanted to go to college. And right. So I told my mom, like, hey, I'm applying for a school, and she didn't know what to do. Like, it's been a journey just like all around. She's mm-hmm. like, I don't know how to fill out FAFSA. Like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
right.
Well, we'll figure it
Nobody
out.
Nobody enjoys right. it. That's for sure.
I know.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah, it's been a journey for sure. And so I guess it was like that next fall I went and toured the school, and I didn't know like all the history and stuff about it yet, but it was just like this really awesome. Our Memphis campus, if you guys look us up, our mm-hmm. Memphis campus is amazing.
I will have to. I haven't.
Yeah.
It's like this glassed-in triangle kind of thing. We have this giant atrium, and it's just beautiful and white and clean mm-hmm. and
striking.
Makes me happy.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's just this really cool place, and they started talking. And my mom this entire time is like, they're kind of expensive. We're kind of on the fence about this. What if you did like community college mm-hmm. for a couple years
right.
and like figured out? And then after we went on like the tour day and everything, she just was like sold and was like, this is yeah. where you need to be.
Yeah.
And so that was, I guess, my senior year. And so after I graduated, I was just on track to, I got accepted, and I started attending Visible in the fall of 2014. So
oh, yeah. that's wonderful.
Yeah. One thing I can say about Visible is it's because of its size, like mm-hmm. it's always going to be kept a little smaller because everybody needs to be known,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, and I think it's fitting that you said after you went on the tour, your mom was like, okay, this is the place to be.
Yeah.
I mean, really, you have to go on a
you
tour
have to experience
of each campus, and you'll meet everybody, and you'll mm-hmm. see, you'll just be able to see yourself there. Like,
yeah.
you'll just be like, okay, this is where I need to be planted. So
yeah,
that you can grow.
We max out, I think, at like 150 students mm-hmm. per campus, which mm-hmm. seems really small, but it just makes sense in like how we learn and how we
right.
apply the curriculum and
right.
stuff. Yeah.
And so the other thing that I love about Visible is you get hands-on experience
mm-hmm.
from day one.
Yeah.
So if you are a worship leader, which I keep bringing up worship leading because of me,
that's
of myself.
What you do, yeah.
You know, yeah, that's what I do.
Right.
So if you're going for worship leading, you are going to be leading worship from, you know, from day one. You're not going to be like in classes learning, and I mean, you are in classes learning, but
yeah.
at the same time, you're getting hands-on experience.
Oh, yeah.
So for you, for music business, you got a lot of experience planning tours and mm-hmm. putting together the whole package of tours. So give us a little bit more information about the experience that you got while you were actually still taking classes.
Yeah, so I remember my first day at Visible was like, I had college algebra. I had introduction to the theology of worship and a couple like different Bible classes and stuff. Because I mean, it's a college. We have to get college
right.
classes out
you
the way.
You have to take those classes. Yeah.
yeah. And then I got to our business students have like an applied lab session
mm-hmm.
and we like day one was like, okay, here is a list of like 7 projects and everyone's getting a project.
Wow.
It was everyone had to do something. And so my project my freshman year was like getting our student bands to play at the St. Jude Marathon, like at every mile marker,
mm-hmm.
there was like a band playing or some sort of like attraction
yes.
thing. So that was part of my project my freshman year. And different projects I've had since then was we have a touring band called Visible Worship
mm-hmm.
and it's made up of students. Every fall they audition, get a band put together, they write and record an album, and then they go on tour during the next summer.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like you're saying that quickly in a sense,
yeah,
but to
no.
write and record
yeah.
an album and then
yes.
go on tour, boom,
yes.
it's happening.
Yeah,
yeah
it just happens.
And it has to happen
yeah.
within the school year too, so
wow.
it's fast.
It does
yeah.
so fast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's super exciting. And it's something that like not a lot of people have gotten to experience. I'm like, oh yeah, aren't you guys just like write a song about
right.
something? Like you meet a lot of musicians who are like doing it on their own. I'm
mm-hmm.
like, yeah, we just do this like all the time at my
yeah,
school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
I mean, Carly, you write music, and I
mm-hmm.
know it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that goes quickly.
No. It's not something that goes quickly. But at Visible, you get to, and really, like, if you're writing a song, you
mm-hmm.
can take that to each class.
Yeah,
you
oh.
can take. Yeah, you can take it to each of your classes, and all of your professors are people that are actually in the music business, and
mm-hmm.
everybody is waiting to help you with your project.
What a great collaboration to have that kind of support.
Oh, it's fantastic. My professor, Jason McKinney, he has his own band, shameless plug, Jason Lee McKinney Band. Go check him out.
All right.
But he has worked at a label, and he is in his own band. He's touring, he's writing, he's recording, he's doing everything that he's teaching us to do. And so you're getting a lot of that, like, in every facet of Visible, whether it's music, production, music business.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, there is that saying that you don't necessarily have to do something to understand it or be able to help teach it. But I do think there is a deeper level to creating that atmosphere and that experience for you as a student if you've actually had a professor walk that journey with trying to write, produce, record a song.
Yeah.
And just from watching that from afar with Carla, I just, that's mind-boggling to me that it happens so quickly for the Visible students.
And it's actually like a project for everybody. So like the songwriter will have the song and then they have to put together a band. And so the musicians have to like play on the song and then a student has to help do the production and record. And like it's just this whole process, but like that's why, and one of the things that got me to Visible was like I was homeschooled. It was very like, it was, my mom was a hippie, so it was very like alternative, like how do you learn best, and how can we make this like a kinetic like learning experience. And so that's one of the things that I loved was that I was actually doing, I wasn't just writing papers or like pretending.
It's very hands-on
doing, it's very hands-on, very like you have to do it in order to learn. And I think repetition is what makes, you know, things stick and what makes it happen. So
So Darby, I know that the Christmas tour is happening, and there, so tell us more about the Visible Christmas tour, because you're actually putting it all together.
Yeah, that's part of my job this semester, I guess. So actually my part of my junior year at Visible, the Christmas tour was my project, and I had to put that together before. And so this year now I'm like on staff, and like it's really different being from on a different perspective. But we put together, we normally have like a giant show every semester. And so this is for the fall semester, we put together a Christmas record and a Christmas show. And so over the summer, people submit songs, and that goes onto the EP. And then we get bands together throughout the semester and kind of put together a show. And it'll be at our Memphis campus on December 4th, and then here in Dallas on December 5th at Tyler Street Church. And then we'll be in Lansing, Illinois at Living Word Church on December 7th.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right.
And Tyler Street's in Oak Cliff, Tyler Street United Methodist Church.
Yes, which is the school that I graduated from.
Alma mater.
I went there from fourth grade on and graduated. So I love Tyler Street United Methodist Church. Yeah.
It's a great place. It's fun to have all these like different ties. Me and Carla have a ton of mutual friends.
I know,
friends.
I like
we do.
That.
We do, right.
You know, everybody.
I like that. So... So if we wanted to, do you have to buy tickets, or how does all that
work?
No,
it's a free show. We are giving out, like, we have tickets made up. It's like a free admitted thing, but it's just to remind you of the date and just to give you something to, like,
hold on to,
a little memorabilia for the show. But it is a free show. The one here in Dallas starts at 7 p.m. at Tyler Street. It'll be in their contemporary space.
Okay. So. And then all of the campuses come together, right?
Yeah, so we're going to have the same show. We'll start in Memphis and get a bunch of students from there, and we'll do the show, and then we'll take all the same students to the Dallas campus, do the show there, and then we'll take the same bunch up to Illinois and do the same show.
That's cool. I mean, it's great to get this type of experience in college. I just love it. So I wanted to ask you a little bit about the song that we shared at the top. It's called No Silent Night. And this was a part of your
it's part of my experience at Visible. I'm a student. I talked about the band Visible Worship is the band that's put together by students and goes on tour. My sophomore year, I was somewhere in my experience at Visible. I was the tour manager / band manager for Visible Worship. And so that involved like getting to interact a lot with the band and kind of developing their brand and who they are and taking pictures and creating an EPK and like arranging recording schedules.
What's an EPK?
electronic press kit. That's the word that not a lot of people know.
Yeah, that's good, Vicky.
It's like, whoa, I am listening.
Yeah, keep us honest.
And I didn't know what EPK was, and I'm going to guess most artists.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's like pictures, bio, songs and stuff, which you would send to a venue. You'd be like, hey, here's our band. Mm-hmm. Listen to us. Look at, see who we are.
I know some of the lingo now.
So now you can fit in. So that was part of my involvement with it. And one of the things we really wanted to do with that band was put them on the Christmas Christmas tour and the Christmas record.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember, I don't remember what year. I think it was 2015 or 2016.
Okay.
Anyway, so we had a phenomenal group of people. So I think Brian Craddock's the main writer, and Aaron Miller was also a co-writer on the song. And they kind of took this, the original thought was to take a passage from Isaiah, which was like the prophecy of like the birth of Christ, and then kind of turn that into a Christmas song.
Right.
And and I wasn't involved in like the entire writing process and stuff, but it turned into a beautiful original Christmas song. And so it was a little different approach, but it gave some like creative freedom to that. And so
The title's intriguing and makes sense to me.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited to hear it.
Yeah.
So it's going to be our opening song, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was our opening song for this show. So, that's wonderful. Let me ask you one more question about the Christmas concert. How do people get tickets? Do they need to go online, or do they need to, I know people are probably like, wait, you didn't tell me how to actually get a ticket.
You can pick them up. We have some at Tyler Street Church if you want to come by and pick some up.
Okay.
The Visible campus has some, and Highland Park United Methodist is hosting us right now, and so you can come pick some up there.
Okay.
We're in their youth room, and just let us know. Or if you just want to email me, which is darby.staten@visible.edu, you can email me and I can get you some tickets.
Okay,
so Darby,
cool.
D-A-R-B-Y
dot Staten, S-T-A-T-O-N, at visible.edu.
So, so Darby, how has your experience been? So since you graduated from Visible and now you're working, you're employed for Visible, how has your experience been this year? I know it's only been for the fall semester, but how's your experience been working on the other side of Visible?
It's very different. Like, from the student's perspective, you see, like, you don't see everything. You're seeing, like, homework and stuff, and you're seeing the teachers, like, a few hours of the day. And so on the staff side, you kind of see, like, the ins and outs, and, like, it's kind of like you see a car run, and then you open it up, and you're like, this is really complicated.
And that's a great analogy.
Yes.
That's
what it feels like.
Right.
There's just so many things, and, like, I'm not even, like, as involved in, like, the, like, teaching and education side, but I've gotten a little taste of that and asked some questions and stuff, and there's just so much that goes into running a college, and, like, I think, just to credit Ken Stortz, our president, like, to have the idea to start a college is just beyond me. I'm like, this is a lot of stuff that you took on, and to get it to this point, because when Visible started, it was like a 2-year certificate kind of program.
Is it accredited?
It is accredited.
Very
good. So somewhere in, I don't remember exactly what year, but it has been accredited for at least like the past 10 years or so.
Great.
So it's been a journey. So to get something from this idea to a fully accredited bachelor's degree program has just been amazing, just to see that.
Well, and I was going to, one of my questions that I thought, just to sort of play devil's advocate earlier in the show, I was going to ask, why should we go to school to be a worship leader? Or why should we go to school to learn about the ins and outs of recording, or why should we, you know, but hearing how experiential and hands-on the process is, and it's so thoughtful is really, I guess, the word I want to stress, because it's not like, it's just so thoughtful. You're really having to look at and understand the ins and outs of all aspects of whether you do worship music, or if you want to produce or write. There's nothing else really, like you said, out there like that. And it's so unique, and I just feel like the sky's the limit for people that are interested in music and want to make that their career. You've got all kinds of experience and avenues you can go down.
And plus, if you add on to that, that it's a Christian
Right.
College.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you are the, you know, there are people there that want to care for your soul. And,
right.
And, you mm-hmm. know, throughout all of this process. So not only are we, do we care about your project and your creativity mm-hmm. and getting you to be the best that you can be
right.
in that space, we also care that yeah. you are, you know, reading your word and we're mm-hmm. asking you, how are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, what is the Lord saying to you? What, you know?
That's Carla's responsibility right now at Visible
yeah.
Dallas.
Like, yeah.
We have, and Ken's original vision was like chapel every day at 8 a.m. But
that's hard. Yeah.
We wanted it
hard
to Tuesdays
do.
And Thursdays
right,
at 11,
right,
which
right.
is just much more doable.
Right.
yeah.
But that's part of, we have a worship session every week, and we get to have like a message and we get in the word and stuff. And then we have what's called spiritual formation sheets. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, how was your quiet time this week? Mm-hmm. And how was, what did you get from the message? And just what's something that's you're struggling with? How's the semester going? Kind of little check-ins and stuff. And so
I love this. I mean, just again, my word is thoughtful. Mm-hmm. It's so thoughtful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I love my alma mater, but nobody was doing that.
It's great. It was great. So my last year and a half, or I guess my last year, I had Carla mm-hmm. reading my spiritual formation sheets mm-hmm. and kind of checking in. And so like at the end of the semester, we kind of write like a little, how do you think you've grown spiritually mm-hmm. this semester? Mm-hmm. And that's
wow.
a part of, so Visible Music College is kind of, it's spiritual, professional, academic is mm-hmm. kind of the order it goes in. And so we really want to take care of your spiritual side. And the thought is like, if you're healthy in your walk with Christ and mm-hmm. your spiritual life, then you can do so much more with that.
Right.
So.
You can take the next steps, your profession and your mm-hmm. academics.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
love that.
Yeah.
I,
isn't it cool?
It is
isn't
very
great?
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard bits and pieces from the years that you've been over at Helen Park mm-hmm. and Munger and stuff, but I didn't know to the extent. So,
yeah. And you're really getting trained to mm-hmm. create something
oh, yeah.
from nothing,
which God
is,
wants us to do.
Yeah,
exactly.
I was like, this that is God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
beautiful.
So Darby, we truly appreciate you coming
yeah,
to share with us.
On.
So give us your email address one more time for people that want to email you for tickets to the Dallas Christmas tour.
Yeah, it's Darby, Darby dot Staton, Staton, at visible.edu.
Great. And the concert is at Tyler Street Christian Academy, and it's on
Tyler
Street Church on December.
On December 5th.
On December 5th.
It's a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
At 7 p.m.
At 7. Yeah, yeah,
yes.
yeah. So that is perfect. So everyone, reach out to Darby, get tickets, and go and enjoy and see Visible for yourself. You know, experience it firsthand. You'll enjoy it. Thank you so much, Darby.
Thanks for having
me. We appreciate
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it was great.
Appreciate
it was
delightful. You. And yeah. thank you, Vicky,
sure,
for co-hosting.
Thank you. This was nice.
Everyone, our radio show is a program of Love Ministries. If you want more information about Love Ministries, because we are gearing up to give Christmas gifts to everyone in our programming, go to Love Ministries' website, loveministriesbuilds.org, or you can go to our website, ehewradio.com, or get on our social media, send us anything that you want to send us on our social media. We'll chat with you on social media at EHEW Radio. Everyone, I am Carla Nivens. I'm your host. Have a great week. We'll see you back here next week.